Today for us, important one. There's nothing like it for us for Competition Wednesday, and that starts in the meeting room, goes all the way through. So we love the process that we go through to get ready, and we recognize everybody has a role in that, coaches, players, getting one another ready to play. So good bit of the focus, obviously, on the game, then a good bit of focus on our areas of improvement, too. So we like that. We're so fortunate to be back at home and in front of the fans again. We'll need that juice and that energy, and so we can play off one another. So with that, I'll open up to your questions. Injury-wise today, Adrian Claiborne won't practice, and Dwight Freeney won't, and that's not injury-related. And that will open it up to questions for the game against Kansas City.
Coach, with the losses on defense, is there any notion to maybe slowing down some on offense and getting your time possession up higher?
No, that's not one that we've brought up. We love the ability to attack. I recognize the question, but we're comfortable, you know, with the guys that we're going to battle with. But that's a part of our offense that we do like to do, to get in and out of some tempo when the times are appropriate. So most of our time of possession actually comes from when we're really running it well and we're really executing on third down, as opposed to just running it and taking a slow time at the clock. But we do a lot at the line of scrimmage, and we ask our quarterback to do that. So that part of our game offensively will stay intact.
The Robinson addition, was that to give some backup to Mac and Garland?
We just thought it was he had been injured, and it had been a guy on our radar for a while. So when we waived Mike Person, we had been kind of down one at offensive line, and we were, you know, constantly looking to who was another inside player that could perform. So we wanted to come and take a look and see where it goes from here. He's put out good tape before and he had an injury, so he looked healthy and good in the workout. Now we want to take it through and see how he performs. But what he had shown on tape previously and then in the workout yesterday was encouraging to us, and one we wanted to give a shot with.
Yes.
The emergence of Gabriel, what has that meant to the offense, and does that allow you guys to take some focus off of Julio in the passing game?
Well, I certainly hope not the focus off of who, but what Gabe does, he does, and he has for the time he's been here, man, does he have some speed. And we try to feature him in the best ways for him. We've incorporated him some into the run game. You've seen that on, you know, reverse or a jet sweep. The screen game has always been a factor in what we like to do, but he does have the ability to get up and go. Offensively, we had a lot of guys who caught passes in the game. I think there was 8 in our last game who caught passes. So for us, when we can spread it around to different guys and attack the whole field, not just us, but that's any offense, that's really when you can be at your best, and we know that too. So he's an important factor in what we do because of the speed that he has. So ever since he got here, he's really competed. He helps on teams as well, outside as a gunner. They've got an excellent return game, so we'll need that as well. Appreciate the Bon Jovi shout-out in the background there.
Justin Houston's performance there tonight, he's feeling healthy.
No doubt. What a terrific performance.
How's he so disruptive?
One, it's the get off. And as a pass rusher, when you have the speed to jump off the ball and force a tackle to get out of his technique so early think of beating somebody to the punch. When you have a great get-off and you can beat somebody to the punch, you can put the pressure mentally and physically on an offensive lineman. So we know we have our hands full. He's a terrific player. It's good to see him back playing. I know he's been out for a while. So for him, I think this is going to be in his third game coming back now. Terrific performance the other night.
You were just talking on Monday about finding ways to replace injured players. What can you say about Claiborne's outlook? There's a report he's going to be out for a few weeks. And what do you
have? Likely the next couple weeks anyway, and then we're going to take it from there. So injury-wise, he'll be back with us tonight. And then we're just going to work like crazy from the rehab standpoint to get him back. As far as a timetable, we're not going to put one on him to say it's this time or this time. Let's take us through the first part of the rehab process and see how he does. But we are very encouraged that we don't see it as a long-term injury. You never like to see a player have to, have a surgery. But in this case, it was good news because he thought it was going to be a season ender. And so when it wasn't, he was thrilled and we were too.
Who will fill in for him while he's out?
Well, Dwight will certainly be, one. And then inside, we rely on Courtney. Brooks Reed's, role in nickel will increase some. So I would say we'll spread a little bit of the reps around, based on nickel and base, how we do it. But that's how we'll attack it right off the bat.
Coach,
more snaps for Ben Garland at all on the defensive side?
Not from a nickel standpoint. We try to feature him more in our base package. He's performing well in that. And when we do Grady and some of the other guys more in nickel, Ben would be more likely in our base defense. He's done a really good job in terms of, you know, being in there and being accountable for what we're doing. So we'll continue right down the same path for him as far as extended reps, not necessarily.
Coach, what have you seen from Jalen Collins filling in for True and his growth as a player from the start of the season to now?
Yeah, I'm glad that you brought up Jalen. I just felt like for the last couple of weeks we've really challenged him to play at the line of scrimmage. He's got the speed and the length that you want outside. They've taken shots on him. He's responded for that. I felt the physicality in his game. So we're going to let him, you know, be the player that he is. So it's not, hey, man, you really got to step it up. True's out. We got to play like Jalen's capable of. And he totally represents that. So he's off to a good start. I see him, his arrow definitely trending up. He can play outside. We feature more outside, but he'll have some matchups that he'll go inside the slot too.
What are your memories of the conversations in the building and the sequence of events when Gabriel became available?
Sequence of events. I would say first off, at the end of the, you know, when you go through the preseason, you're always looking to see who might be available, you know, that last part of your roster. And we're always kind of trying to challenge those spots. So when we had a chance to add him to the team, when he became available, immediately we put on the tape. That's kind of the first process you go. You have some indication of what may happen or may not. You try to use your best judgment who may be available through that weekend of our game was on a Thursday, so that Friday, that Saturday, that Sunday. So when he was, we had to make the decision, you know, to carry another receiver. And when we saw his ability to compete, how we'd feature him in the offense, and certainly, you know, Kyle having firsthand knowledge of coaching him for a year, that helped too. So it was really the speed. It jumped out off tape to us that he'd help our team. And that's honestly each time, you know, from Thomas and I and our experience of what we look for, what would he do on our team and what would the role be? And I think that makes our partnership unique to say if he was here, this is how we'd play him, this is how much we'd use him. And then good for him for coming in, getting dropped in and, you know, right at the end of training camp to start the regular season and knowing, okay, I'm going to help learn the offense and help on teams.
As a coach, do you have to be do you find yourself at all biased against guys who are small in stature? Do you get caught up in the size thing very much?
Well, there's certainly some parameters, and I think there has to be some size if there's special qualities that a player brings, whether extra big or, in Gabe's case, not extra big. There has to be some really uniqueness in your game, and he has that. And he has it also from a competitor standpoint. So that CT that we're looking for doesn't always mean, you know, a 230-pound linebacker who's trying to knock you off. It's the way you compete, the attitude that you go with. And I thought from that standpoint, he was a very good competitor. So size-wise, gives you good parameters. And then is there some players that go outside of those parameters based on special abilities? That's where, you know, if you don't want to do it every single time, but there's certainly some spots for that.
Because of his size, do you try to limit his touches for fear of him maybe wearing down?
We don't. And just like all the guys, what's the things that they can do best, and both offensively and defensively and even on teams, that's, you know, our job as coaches. What are the things that he can do best, and try and feature him in that way? So we don't ask him a lot to, you know, go down in there and on some of the certain plays that you may ask a bigger player to do, or but the things that he does well, we try to put those in the spot so he can feature that.
Dan, you mentioned speed. How do you prepare for the speed of somebody like Tyreek Hill, who just seems to go wherever you want to go wrong, because it seemed like they were
He had a terrific game. It's the, you know, he does have speed, and sometimes you think you have the correct angle, and you better be on point in terms of your angles when you're playing not just, you know, as a receiver, but a return man. He's got good running after the catch ability, and that happens in the screen game. That happens on the sweeps that you see. So he has experience as a running back, and so at times when he gets the ball in his hand on a screen or a sweep, you see that innate ability as a runner take over. So it's not just the, you know, when he gets the catch or a deep ball, it's in fact the run after the catch that makes him so unique. So we've got some speed too defensively, and we recognize, you know, his ability and you know the things that he does well, and that's all part of the game plan, you know, in terms of what can we do to make sure we're playing guys in the correct way. But yeah, he certainly earned our respect about what he's put on tape, not just from the other night, but his body of work this year.
Coach, how do you tell the guys not to these guys are hitters and they're going to be out there making a hit. How do you tell them almost to back off? Because there's been so many hits that have been so close to being fined. And I mean, it's a hitting league. It's a physical league. Is there a fine line there with guys with tackling and what you tell them?
Well, we number one, from a tackling standpoint, we teach strike zone hits, and we want to hit absolutely as hard as you can in that strike zone. And that's just like what we call like in the batter's box, you know, from you know the chest all the way down to the knees. We're not aiming for the head, and if a player gets lower, then that strike zone gets lower. So we want to play a really physical style of ball. And so for us tackling, we know we're a shoulder-based tackling team, and we want to hit that strike zone just like you're throwing a fastball into that catcher's mitt as hard as you can. We don't want contact just at the guy. We want to hit through the man to the person behind him. So, but we want to do it safely, and we recognize that's part of it. So we try to teach that, and each week, like even today in our meetings, we talked about a tackling plan, and we showed the certain players that we're going to play and what's our target and how do we lower it. So we just try to educate the guys as very best we can to play as physical as we can, knowing we want to do it in the parameters of the game so we can play safely, both not just for the opponent but for ourselves as well.
And you talk so much about the ball.
Yep.
The number one plus 14.
Yeah.
As you watch film, I'm assuming you have pretty big respect for what it is you've seen. And then the other part is, as much as you emphasize it week to week, you find yourself emphasizing it even more this week.
We recognize how good they've been at it. To be plus 14, you've done a good job with the ball, not just creating turnovers, but taking care of it offensively. So both these teams, you know, us and them, in the plus. So both teams have high regard for it. But to throw a plus 14 out with this much time left in the season, they're off to a great start. So they definitely have our regard for that. But as far as emphasis more, we don't give it more, but we give it its due and its respect, knowing these guys have done it better than anybody else this year. And so we'll look at that as we go through the week. You know, we show examples of that, who, you know, is some of their very best featured players. They've had a few games where they really went off. And the Jet game, I believe, they, you know, was one that they set it off. So those are good games, and they have real awareness for it.
There's some criticism over them being a boring offense on the outside, but when you watch the tape as a coach, are you seeing an offense that keeps things simple and that's what works for them?
I don't know if I'd say simple as much because they have quite an array of things that they do really well. Not just quick game, not just the keepers that they can do with Alex Smith. They've got a terrific screen package, tight end screens, wide receiver screens, running back screens. I think Spencer Ware and their offensive line in the run game do a fantastic job. They're tough as could be. They got speed to take shots down the field, so a big tight end who can catch it in different spots. I believe he had 15 targets, you know, in last week's game. So I'd have to disagree with that report. And what I can tell you you know, we're all graded on wins, and they got a really good team in all three phases. So that's why we're so pumped for this game, having it here, having it at home, two good teams going to battle for it. It's going to be a heck of a weekend.
Coach, you guys are getting a lot of write-up now just on being one of the better teams in the league. How do you keep that, your team on focus on we haven't won anything yet?
Well, that's your guys' job to talk about the things down the line. And here's what I told the team, and I think it's important. I'm glad to bring it up with you guys today. When you look too far down the line, we're talking about 6, 7, 8 weeks down the line, doing what you do every day just becomes a means to an end. And that's the total opposite of what we do. The main thing is being here now. And how much better can we get? How much can we improve? And if you look too far down, you kind of miss, you know, the whole purpose of what we're doing all together and battling for it. So we recognize it's easy to look down the road, and, you know, like when you feel that thought coming, just bring yourself right back, and being right here and being present for it is where it's at. We try to say bring purpose, you know, to what you're doing and make that your primary thought. That goes for practice today, so we're not even thinking about tomorrow, just how good can we get today. And we recognize it's a big topic and people talk about it. Each week this team's up, this team's down, and if you let you go on that roller coaster, you'll find yourself getting too emotional. So we try to put it right back to us, how good can we get? And usually when you take care of the things and not have to look way down the line, you just kind of keep playing well, and those things take care of themselves. So I recognize the questions, and I know you're still going to do them, but you'd still get the similar answer from us.
Is there meaning behind the shirt? I see it has family. I don't know if anybody can see it.
Well, this one has family, and then on the back, that's us with the Brotherhood. So that's our group and what we stand for one another. The players have created a standard here, and to have an environment like we have, the players have to take real responsibility for that standard. Extreme focus and extreme competitiveness in all that we do, meetings, practice, getting ready, it takes a tight group to push each other to do that. So that's why I'm so pumped to be a part of this group.
Your bone there.
Yeah,
you got it. Yeah,
this one's been around for a little bit.
He opened the game with the three tight ends last week. What are they trying to do with that?
They've used a lot of different personnel groups. They've gone three tight ends, no backs. You know, three tight ends with a back end, one tight end, four wide receivers. So they've got a big package, and that's been Coach Reed. A lot of respect for what he does. You know, through their history, they're able to use different guys in different roles. They've got tight ends who can catch it. They've got runners to go. They've got speed at receiver. So most often when you change groups, you're trying to feature a player or a play against a certain defense. So that's kind of the cat and mouse that goes back and forth. I'm sure to start it off, they were expecting a certain coverage versus, you know, a certain look. So that's why we stay up so late sometimes. Sometimes it works, other times not so much.
Talk about getting Dwight Freeney some more snaps. Can you talk about the impact that you think he'll have on the defense with the increased role?
We're going to, you know, right now we usually play them, you know, somewhere in the 20 neighborhood, and we'll ramp that up a little bit, and then we'll just kind of take it game by game from there. The fact that we've limited him some up until now, he's feeling fresh and ready to go at this stage of the season. So we'll just take it on a week by week basis, and when we're able to do that, we will.